Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
State player in for Steve Cochran this morning on 720 WGN. So, put together a little couch potatoes guide for New Year's Eve. Now I know it's for Andy specifically.
Yeah, thank you. You must have known I was coming in today.
You're welcome.
Good
absolutely.
Work. Good work.
So there's the typical New Year's stuff you can watch tonight, and that kind of starts off with Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. They got like 5.5 hours of content starting at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk to Jenny McCarthy about that at 8:37. But it's like nonstop. Jimmy Buffett. Macklemore. I mean, there's Carrie Underwood. It's nonstop for like 5.5 hours of music across the country. So it's going to be fun. 7 o'clock also on Fox. Pitbull's New Year's Revolution. You're a big Pitbull fan, so that'll be perfect for you. So we'll do
start the party
at 7 o'clock. Carson Daly, newly married Carson Daly, has got a New Year special at 9 o'clock on NBC. Donald Trump will be ringing in the new year on Fox News New Year special, which will be very special.
Okay.
I'm sure. And then Anderson Cooper and comedian.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Will be doing the CNN thing as well. But and then there's a Tournament of Roses parade and all the bowl games that we'll talk about in a little bit. But here's the marathons that are happening that I know are very exciting. There's a Simpsons movie and New Year's marathon on FXX starting at 5 tonight. The animated motion picture kicks off a back-to-back showing of 56 Simpsons episodes.
Wow.
But there's like 600 of them.
Yeah.
So 56 is just
a small percentage.
Scratching the surface a little bit there. Mythbusters. Do you ever watch Mythbusters? Science Channel or Discovery?
Once in a great while. That's about it.
So every single episode of this series began on Wednesday, December 23rd. It actually ends on January 3rd at 8 p.m. So it's nonstop right now on the Science Channel. Twilight Zone, always a marathon, usually July 4th, Memorial Day, that type of thing. So, you know, sci-fi is doing it again. It's 156 episodes. So every episode, actually.
Wow.
Of this thing. It already began yesterday at 7 p.m. It ends January 3rd at noon. There will be a brief interruption I got from the press release from the Sci-Fi Channel of the WW SmackDown on Thursday from 8 to 10. So the SmackDown New Year special will be on for 2 hours. So there will be a slight interruption for all of you out there.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, exactly. Stars has a Ash versus Evil Dead marathon. Hello. let's see here. The AMC, The Walking Dead, and Fear marathons. That already started at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and that'll keep going. The Mr. Robot marathon on the USA Network. I've never seen this show. It already started. Watch every episode of the first season of Mr. Robot, considered by critics everywhere to be one of the best shows of 2015.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah? Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Tell me, what is it about?
So essentially about a hacker who, that's complicated.
Okay, want to go into detail. All right.
But it's well done.
Well done. So you can catch that on the USA Network. Let's see here. Breaking Bad, always a classic. That's on Sundance TV. That started already, so it'll run through New Year's. There's also The Twilight Zone from 2002 that's going to run. So this is the color one. Forrest Whitaker was the host instead of Rod Serling. Be sure to look out for One Night at Mercy, starring Seinfeld's Jason Alexander, The Pool Guy with Lou Diamond Phillips, and The Cradle of Darkness featuring Katherine Heigl on a time-traveling mission to kill baby Hitler. Oh, that sounds like some New Year's fun. That'll be tonight as well on the El Rey Network. Doctor Who. I don't know if you know anybody who's a rabid Doctor Who fan. I've got like a niece and a nephew that can't get enough of the show. So BBC America, it started, it'll start in about 17 minutes. So they're airing all the Doctor Who episodes ever. The Thin Man Marathon on TMC, so Turner Classic Movies. So it's Myrna Loy, William Powell, Thin Man After Thin Man, Song of the Thin Man. Andy, you're not going to know what to do with yourself, my friend.
Yeah, I'm in awe and shock right now. I did admit the other day that during Christmas I got sucked into the marathon of
Christmas
that
Story?
70s show
on
IFC, and I watched like 6 hours of it.
Oh my God.
Fun show, though.
It is. It is. We always get stuck watching The Christmas Story over a 12-hour period.
Yeah, over and over and over.
But we never get to see the whole movie in one sitting. So by the time the end of the night's done, we've seen something of that thing as well.
How long do you think you're going to last tonight, you guys?
I may not last much past 11:30 this morning.
I might nap with my 3-year-old about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dinner's at 7. I said I would stay up at until 10 and wish everybody a happy new year. My kids are like, what? So I don't think they understand I'm getting up at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. But,
10 is when Steve and Johnny's Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve.
See, now that's one thing. You want to talk about New Year's and getting all dressed up and dolled up to go out. You know, you could listen to Steve and Johnny, like, in your boxers at home. I mean, it's as pretty, it's as much as dressed up as you have to get.
I'm actually thinking about crashing that party.
Are you thinking about
sleeping on the desk upstairs in the sports office?
Do we have Blackhawks tonight?
We do.
So they're after the Blackhawks game. Yeah. So you get a little Blackhawks hockey and then a little Steve and Johnny. They'll always have great musical stuff in here and all that good stuff. Okay, here's the last one on Encore Classic, which has got to be some random cable channel. The A-Team Marathon. So I pity the fool who's going to watch this thing starting tonight at 7 p.m. Highlights include a guest appearance from Hulk Hogan and Murdoch's big win on Wheel of Fortune. I don't even know what they're talking about. And then it is the 25th anniversary of Janet Davies and Mark Giangreco on ABC7. And then, of course, you got Mario Lopez hosting this Star Rising, which, again, we can see outside of the Showcase Studios.
Why Mario Lopez?
Well, it's NBC, and
he's on that show,
when you think about Carson Daly doing something and Ryan Seacrest, I guess Mario Lopez is close to that category of hosts.
Yeah, and Saved by the Bell used to be on NBC, too. So
that's a random. Okay, all right. Screech, by the way, speaking of Saved by the Bell, did you read about this? He's going to jail. He was arrested for having a gun in Wisconsin, and he's going to be like in Port Washington. Am I right, Elif? Oh, she's shaking her head. Yes. He's like, it's up in Wisconsin. So Screech going to prison for like 40 days.
Hmm.
Poor guy. Was not saved by the bell, obviously.
No sir.
And then again, Steve and Johnny tonight.